WTOP at 1:10. Well, former President Jimmy Carter will begin treatment today for cancer recently discovered during an operation. He spoke about it publicly this morning for the first time, revealing that he has melanoma and that the cancer originally found on his liver has now spread to his brain. But the former president says he's at ease.
I'm ready for anything and looking forward to a new adventure.
Joining us live now, CBS News contributor Dr. David Agus, who is also an oncologist and professor of medicine at the University of Southern California. Dr. Agus, thanks for being with us here on WTOP.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Obviously, we know you are not President Carter's doctor and you haven't looked at his case specifically, but talk to us in general about how serious this diagnosis is.
So 4 or 5 years ago, when you were diagnosed with metastatic melanoma or melanoma in the brain, it was a death sentence. And then all of a sudden, there have been remarkable breakthroughs over these last several years, and they involve activating the immune system to attack the cancer. And so he's starting a medicine that blocks a signal on the cancer, a don't eat me signal, and it blocks that signal, and so the immune cells can come in and eat the cancer. And 40-50% of people who get this drug have pretty dramatic responses that can last for a year to two. So it was a death sentence, and now through progress in technology and drugs, it's hopefully becoming more of a life sentence.
What is the complicating factor about the former president's age? At age 90, does that make it even more difficult to treat?
Well, the old treatments were chemotherapy, which we probably wouldn't have done somebody in his 90s. The risk-benefit ratio just didn't push in that favor. But these newer drugs are very well tolerated. And so even someone who's 90 can get these immunotherapy drugs, and we've seen pretty dramatic responses in patients in their 90s. So it's an exciting time in the cancer world. Still, this is a remarkably serious disease, and, you know, he's taking it head on. And you have to give kudos to the president. Most, you know, former presidents don't give this transparency, don't say exactly what they're going through, what they're thinking. And I think there's some merit in him doing that. He's demystifying the field and becoming a role model for others.
Yeah, because melanoma is obviously a very serious condition. Talk to us a little bit about melanoma, what people should be on the lookout for, whether it is a behavioral or a genetic issue, and who should be screened.
So President Carter was an anomaly in that he had 4 family members who had pancreatic cancer. And there's a genetic risk that ties pancreatic cancer and melanoma. And so melanoma is a disease that if you catch it early, it is curable. And so all of us need to look at our skin. We need to get naked once a month and look in the mirror. And if you start to see changes, talk to your doctor about them. If there's a dark mole that's irregular, you want to talk to your doctor about it. And so pay attention. You're the first guard to do it. And areas you can't see, have your spouse or a friend look at. But we all need to be aware. We catch this early, we can make a major impact.
Some good advice. Dr. Agus, thanks for coming on with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is CBS News medical contributor, Dr. David Agus.